Good afternoon, Etel.
Hey, who's that? Sorry.
Etel, good afternoon, Etel.
All right, okay, mate. What I'm thinking about, please, mate, is I've been speaking to a lady there by the name of Marie. I'm trying to get the internet connected into my unit.
Okay.
Where I'm at the moment is the place that I live in
Yep.
has a network here called Super Network.
Okay, that's the network provider. Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Yeah, and you're a, what are you called, a provider?
We're an ISP provider. Yeah, we provide the internet over their network.
Now, that's what I'm thinking about. I've been speaking to a lady there, and I don't, please forgive me, I'm a stupid old man, and I'm not.
No,
I'm
don't
not,
say that. Please don't say that. Come
I'm
on.
not
Now,
confused.
we get a lot of people that don't know how to use the internet, not just yourself. But that's what we're here for, just to help you and get you going. That's not
Okay.
a problem.
Well, where I'm at the moment is I'm reading the books, trying to understand it all. And what's it called? The NDA, the New Development Activation or something like that. The government's
It's
involved.
new development, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
Mate,
new development charge, yeah.
Well, what I've done is I really didn't understand reading the book who I'm supposed to notify first, Super Networks or you. But
No, you've got to notify us first,
I guess what.
because it's no good you paying the NDA if you haven't got a service active. So you
Oh,
activate the
see.
service, but the NDA charges, if it's applicable, that gets charged to you by the network provider, not us.
So, well, what I've done wrong then is I've gone to my bank and I've had a lot of trouble with bloody Super Networks. They're a hopeless mob. But anyway, what I've done today, and I don't know whether it's gone through or not yet, of course I've only just done it in the last half hour, I've sent $300 to Super Networks to they give me their bank details, and I've
Okay, that's fair enough. If you've done that, you've got that recorded, that's fine. It's paid for. The thing is, we don't know at this stage. So let's say, okay, let me just open up the site here. Where are we? Super Networks, you're at. Okay. So we're opening up the network site. Now, just out of curiosity, how many people will be using the internet?
Me.
Just yourself?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, so
Yep.
you just no, that's all right. So you just need a basic service or a basic plan that works at $69.95. Do you have your own router that you need to connect to the NDA box?
No, I don't have that. And the lovely lady I spoke to, I'm just trying to find her bit of paperwork again. I spoke
Yeah,
to a lovely lady.
she works from Monday to Fridays, those
Is
ones,
that,
yeah.
that's Marie, is it? Marie?
Moraine.
Oh, Moraine. Yeah, well,
Yeah.
she's... I'm just trying to find a bit of paper. Hang on. Here we go. Yeah, she's already told me that I can... the basic system would be best for me, $69.95, although I
Correct,
just
yeah.
while I've been on the phone for the last half hour listening to your music, there's something about a pensioner's discount for people with Airtel, and I'm an old-age pensioner.
Pension discount, that's on the NBN network.
Oh, okay.
This is a private network. The NBN is a government network.
Yeah, okay.
So we get a lot of pensioners that'll sign up and they'll get the NBN. Then they get a landline, a VoIP landline, so if they want to receive calls and make calls. You know, the typical old phone landline?
Yeah.
So we get all that, and then they get the discount on top of that. But that's only applicable on the, unfortunately, on the NBN network.
Yep, that's okay, then that's fine. Yeah, well, she's giving me quotes here, so I'm starting on $69.95 a week if I was to come with you, which I want to do.
Yep.
And also, she's quoted me for a router. And what else is there? There's a $45 connection fee. Is that not?
If you go on, see, there's no at this moment with Super Networks, and it won't happen until the beginning of next year. Sometimes we get some promotions on.
Yep.
So what we do is if people don't want a contract, they pay what they call a $45 connection fee for a non-contract. if you go on a 12-month contract, they still pay $45 connection fee, but you get what they call an IP transit cyber protection on it. So you get an IP protection on it, which it costs more money, but you don't see it. You don't get charged for it. And then if you go on a 24-month contract, you don't get charged anything, and we send you what they call a holiday accommodation voucher, which is valued up to about $2,000.
All right. No. She told me here too, if I go on this basic $69.95, she's got here in brackets no contract with that one or something. Is that right?
Yeah, well, these are the options. No contract, 12-month contract, or 24-month contract. So if you want a non-contract, that means you can change any time you want. We just put you on the non-contract, which is $45 connection fee. We don't charge you for it, even though we get charged. It's a once-off payment. We get charged by Super Networks, and then we charge you guys.
Okay, yeah. Well, actually, the notes I've got here from that lady, she was quite happy with what she was telling me, and I was happy with what she told me. So if it all goes through at the moment, if this money I've paid to Super Networks goes through, and they notify you.
No, they don't notify. It doesn't work that way. I'm telling you how it works now. Right. Normally what you should have done is put the order through us first.
Yep.
So we put the order through. Once we go to the activation site, it'll tell us whether you pay for that connection fee or not. Because sometimes Super Networks, they waive it. But we don't know that. We don't know that until we put the order through, if that makes any sense.
They don't waive it. Okay. Yeah, see, I couldn't understand whether they said ring you first or ring them first, and I was totally confused by it.
You're normally going to put the order through first.
Righto. Okay.
You've got to put the order through first. Once we put the order through and it's accepted, which it will be accepted, then it'll tell us whether you need to pay that $300 or not. So anyway, if you have overpaid it, it'll show us. They'll just have to refund the money back to you, and that's it.
Oh, okay. So you let me know that, will you?
Put it this way. What do you buy first, the car or the petrol?
Oh, mate, yeah. I'll tell you what, like I said, I'm stupid and I don't understand it.
No, it stops. Will you stop saying that? I'm going to send my grandmother to come and fix you up. It's just the way it works. So how it works, you normally buy the car first, then you put the petrol in it, right?
Oh, yeah, mate.
This is the same thing. You got to put the order through first, and then by putting the order through first, then we see if you've got to pay the NDC charge or not.
Right,
yeah, okay, yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
All right.
The whole process here, with this Super Networks and the people that they like to think that they own these units, but the people that develop them, they're nothing but scumbags and they're very unhelpful.
The builders.
They were the developers, not the builders. But
The developers and the builders are same, pretty much the same. Let me just check something before we go any further. What's the unit number? What's the street number? The street number.
The street number's 237 to 245.
Ocean Street View Road, right?
Ocean View Road.
Yeah, Ocean View Road. All right. And what's the unit number?
My unit is 302.
302. Okay, so this has never been activated before, so it's going to tell me you will have a... You will have an NDC charge. All right. So now that you've already paid for it, they should acknowledge that and not charge you for it again.
Yeah, because I don't know if this means any. I didn't get your name, sorry. What's your first
name? Dom.
D-O-M. Go on, you're Don. Yeah, my name's Wayne, Don.
Yep,
yeah,
Wayne.
This unit 302, even though it's two and a bit years old, it's never been lived in till I moved in here.
Yeah, well, that happens. So there's probably, how many stories are there? 5, 6, 7 levels or just?
Four
levels. So you got, there's probably quite a lot of units there. And
two.
Are you in the ACT or Queensland? Whereabouts are you?
New South Wales.
Okay. So, yeah, sometimes you'll get some of those units that they might have a unit there. Sometimes they'll have units there for a few years without it being bought. But unfortunately, if it's never been activated before, it's a once-off activation fee. And that pays for the NTD box, which is a network terminal device that's already been installed in your house.
It is. It's there. I'm looking at it now. I was going to tell you that next. Yeah, the Super Networks business is already there in my cupboard, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you need now is just to put the order through. We'll send what's the date today? Saturday. Won't be sent out until Sunday. Then you can till Monday. So you can select whether you want a free. So we send it out for free. But it takes up to about 3 or 4 days for it to arrive. Or you can pay $20 for express charge, whatever it is, and you get it the day after. So we send it out Monday, you'll get it Tuesday.
And what's this to get, sorry, again? To get what?
The router. So the sooner you get the router, the sooner you can connect the internet. So once you receive the router, you just got to connect it to the NTD box. I'm not sure if it's a black one or a white one. If it's a black one, you'll need it. There's 4 Ethernet blocks on it. You get the Ethernet one.
Yeah, look, mate, I was hoping on someone doing that for me or whatever, but...
It is... Come on, don't underestimate yourself, please. It's very easy. You just open up the box. There's a cable there. We'll tell you where to connect to the cable. Once you receive it, just give us a call. And it's just this cable that comes in. Connect that to the router, to the box, plug it in, and that's it. You're done.
What about the plugs that go into the wall? What about there's a connection? I thought the router plugged into the wall.
No. The router will plug into the NTD box. It's probably in the bedroom. Is it a black one?
Mate, there's 3 boxes in the cupboard. There's a blue one, there's a white one, and there's a black one. The one that's got Super Networks plastered all over. Oh, yeah, hang on. Yeah, sorry. I'll need to get my ladder now. But there's 3 different boxes in the cupboard here. Yeah, and the wires running.
Is it in the bedroom?
Yeah, or in the hallway, yeah.
It's in the hallway, so it'll be a white box.
There's a little white box,
and that's probably connected to a black box, is it already?
It's got wires running everywhere, mate. There's a black wire, a yellow wire, and a white wire, and I can't...
Yeah, well, once you receive our box, we'll get you to send a photo of the setup.
Oh, mate, please don't do that to me. I've tried to do this with Super Networks. They were driving me nuts. He asked me to take photographs and send them to him, so I did. Because I'm not, like I said, I'm not computer literate, but I really struggle with this. So I sent them to him, SMS. He rang me back and said, that's not good enough. I'm sorry, I need you to send them.
All right. We'll know exactly what box you got there once we put the order through. I can't see it now until we put the order through first.
Okay. Good on you, Don. Thanks for being understanding.
Yeah, I understand. So are we going to put the order through or?
Well, that's what I want to do. Yeah, that's what
okay. So let's put the order through. All right. Let's get this done. Otherwise, I'm going to get shot. Okay, your first name is Wayne. That's W-A-Y-N-E, correct?
That's correct, yes.
What's your surname, Wayne?
My surname is Langham, spelled L-A-N-G, Lang, H-A-M, Ham.
Langham.
Langham.
Like not Lang High.
And I'm not one of the rich ones that owns all the motels.
So it's 237 to 245 Queenview Road, right?
Ocean View Road.
Ocean View Road, sorry. So I'm worse than you. Okay.
Don't be on that far.
Ocean. Is it Ocean Drive or Ocean View Road?
Ocean View Road, yeah. Where are you, Don?
Is that in Etalong Beach, New South Wales?
Yes, that's it, yes.
We're in Melbourne, mate.
Oh, okay, right.
Apartment number is 302.
Apartment 302, yes.
Okay, now, do you have a... What are we looking for here? Suburbs, New South Wales. Do you have an email address?
I do. It's a bit tricky because... I do have a middle name, right? So my middle name is Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, and it's a bit tricky because my email address is Wayne L. Langham. A lot of people miss the middle L. And I didn't set that up. My dopey wife done that.
So it's double L, Langham.
Yes, that. Yeah, double L in the middle, mate. Yeah, a lot of people leave that
it's
out.
Wayne.
Wayne.
Double L-A-N-H-A-N.
G-A-N-G.
See, I'll just double check it if you're bloody new too. Langham, what else?
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. That's not hard, man. That's pretty easy.
Good on you, mate.
Gmail.com. All right, so we got that. The best mobile contact number, is that the one I got on street, 0481?
It's the only number I've got, mate. No landline.
0481. 017. Yep. 017. Now, license or ID, what do you use? Your license for ID?
I don't have a passport anymore. License, my number is 2658 Enfinelli H for Henry.
Enfinelli H for 2658 NH?
Yes. And sorry, I'm just going to get it out of the... I know that bit off by heart, mate. I've had that license number for 55...
That's the whole number, just like that, 2658 NH, right?
Yes, but there's also another number people ask for. What is it
called?
Oh, okay. Yeah, just your... Just says card number.
We don't need that. We don't need
okay,
that.
Okay, good, good. Okay.
The card number is there for your protection. It's got nothing to do with us.
Oh,
we just
you.
Need the driver's license number. I'm not sure why they're asking for the card number.
No,
the card number is to avoid any sort of fraudulent activities and stuff like that.
Well, that's probably why they asked me.
but that just comes off the actual driver's license number itself.
Yeah.
You don't need the card number. That's I think it's at the back. It starts with a P or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your date of birth?
6th of the 3rd, 1948.
Oh, holy crap.
Yeah, mate, I'm nearly 100. Christ.
Well, hey, you know, my dad used to say, bless his soul, he goes, getting old is a bitch, but if you don't get there, then you're the bitch. Well, that's how, it's in Italian. There's an old, typical Italian saying, but if I translate it to English, that's what it means.
Yeah, I sent one of my mates a birthday card the other day, and on the card it said, one thing about getting older, you're still here.
that's it, yeah. Yeah. I'll bless you, mate. That's a good age. That's a good bloody age. Now, do you want this on express post or free postage? Free postage, it takes about 3 to 4 days to receive the router. Express post, the latest you'll get it or the earliest you'll get it is Tuesday next week. Up to you.
Tuesday next week? What's today, sir?
Today's Saturday, mate. Weekend. Post offices are closed.
Yeah, so if it's $20, then it'll be at the post office on Tuesday, will it? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah. We'll just do that, mate. Yeah. Okay,
all right.
Now.
All right, so I'm just going to put that at that.
Yeah, because there's a post office only about 30 metres from my door. It's beautiful.
Oh, gee, you're lucky. And it's to be sent to the same address at 302 to 237/245 Ocean View Road, right?
Yeah, mate. If they, the only thing about delivering it, will they deliver it here or deliver it to the post office?
No, they'll deliver it to you, and if you're not home, they'll leave you a note to pick it up at the post office.
Well, mate, the trouble is, I'll just get in there, please, if I can, Don. The trouble with this place is, supposed security, they can't, if they deliver it here, they've got to deliver it on the footpath out the front.
No. That's you got a building manager downstairs?
Yeah, never here, mate. Never here. The office is always closed. Then there's a door.
No, but what we do is we put obligation signature, so they can't leave it outside. Say they call you on your, they're normally going to call you to your apartment. If there's nobody home, they can't leave it there. They have to leave it at the post office.
Yeah. Well, I was going to suggest, mate, that you can't park out the front here either. It's a shocking road. It's really difficult. But honestly, I'd tell them, mate, if they want to ring me and just say they're dropping it at the post office, that'll suit me fine and it'll be easier for them too. It's 30 metres from here to the post office.
If you're not home, they'll just drop it off at the post office. That's it.
Well, they won't know if I'm home, mate. How will they know if I'm home?
They'll call you on the voice over thing that you got in the system.
Oh, there's an intercom at the front door if they can work out how to use it, sure.
Yeah, they're just going to put your number in, press send, and that's it.
Okay.
It's right a basic intercom. So if you're unit 302, they'll go 302, send, and you'll hear it. You'll hear the call. So if you pick up, then they'll tell you to go downstairs and pick it up.
Yep.
If they can't come upstairs.
But if I'm not here by some chance.
If they're not here, they'll just automatically leave it at the post office and you'll get a notice.
That'll be
saying that we've missed you. Can you please pick it up at the post office after a certain time, and that's it.
Thanks. Good on you, Don. Yeah, I get on really well with the people at the post office. So that's
Well, there you go. Well, if they know you, you just go, hey, listen, it's my product. But you'll receive a tracking number anyway.
Right.
No, you don't.
You know why I'm laughing, Don?
Yeah, I know. You don't have to say it, mate. You don't have to say it.
No, because they've got 37 letters and numbers in it. And
oh, my God. All right, let's get this done. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm with you.
So to process this, you'll be paying for the service, a one-month service for the router and for the non-contract. It all adds up to, and the $20 shipping fee, which we'll get it out on Monday morning. So you'll receive it on either, actually you might even receive it Monday afternoon if they pick it up early because they open at night. I'm just saying, sometimes it's happened. For some reason, you receive it the next day, but if you don't, you'll definitely receive it the day after. That's not a problem.
Yep. All good.
Yeah. So it all adds up to $274.90, and we have two options, either Visa or MasterCard. Which one do you want to use?
I haven't got either.
what have you got?
I've got a debit card.
Oh, okay, debit card, but what is it, a Visa or a MasterCard? It'll have it on there.
Will it? Look again. Let me have a look, please. 1 second. Because I paid Australia Post takes an FPOS card, which I use. See, because I'm.
It's the same thing. FPOS, all right. So we do FPOS, but which bank is it?
Commonwealth.
So Commonwealth would rather be Commonwealth. Normally, they're a MasterCard. So they're all FPOS cards. But if you open up and get the card out, it'll have like a little logo on it. It'll say Visa or MasterCard.
Oh, see, this FPOS card I got, which is a Commonwealth Bank one, says key card.
Okay, so let's just try the FPOS then.
Which, that one is the FPOS card. It says key card, debit, and FPOS.
Okay, it doesn't have like Visa or MasterCard on it.
No, it doesn't, mate, no.
All right, we'll try the FPOS, see what they say. What's the card number on that FPOS one?
Right, mate, it's a mile long.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Here we go.
I've got the Ferrari out.
5602.
5602, yep.
79. And then 292.
292.
085.
085-5439-5439. Then it'll have...
And it's a two-digit number, 19 at the end.
19 at the end? Okay, 19.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, let's pick that one up. And it'll be your name on it. Card number incorrect or incompatible.
Oh.
Okay. What's the expiry date on it?
6/26.
6/26, and the name is your name, Wayne, is it?
Yeah, Wayne L. Langham.
Langham. Can you just read me out the card number again, starting with the 5602?
Yep, 560279.
Yep.
292.
Yep.
085.
Yep.
439.
Oh, hang on. Whoa. 439, was it?
Yes, 439, then a space, and then 19.
19. Okay, I'll read it back to you. 5602?
Yes.
7929?
Yes.
2085?
Yes.
4391?
Yes.
And a letter 9?
Yes. Correct.
It's saying it's
not working.
Saying that the card number is incorrect or incompatible.
Okay, well, I'll get one of my other cards, mate. That
it's weird, though.
That happens sometimes with that one, because I don't know if that's the fact that it's a key card, whatever that means, stuffs it up or whatever it is. But
a key card for what?
I don't know,
the FBOSS machine. Or just a key card for travel, maybe.
I use the off FPOS machine. I just use it. I do a lot of stuff here at Australia Post, and I pay my bills at Australia Post.
Okay. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, that's not going to work. I know which one you're talking about. No, we need either FPOS, we need either a MasterCard or a Visa card.
Well, the only other card I've got here, Don, it's a Commonwealth Bank card.
Yeah, what does it say on it?
It says on it debit. It says again FPOS and debit, but it doesn't say key card. It's something that's got the Commonwealth Bank logo on the back of it. And
we'll try that through the, because I know Commonwealth is normally MasterCard. So yep. We'll just try that through the MasterCard. If not, we'll try through the Visa. Do you have the numbers on for that one?
Yep, certainly. Ready to go?
Yep.
There's four lots of four numbers on the front. Okay, so
you just need four digits. So it should be 16 digits on there.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. So 5217.
5217.
2930.
2930.
2586.
And this is sounding like a MasterCard. Yep. 2586.
2961.
2961. Expiry date.
Expiry date is 0928.
0928. It's the same name, Wayne Langham.
This one's just Wayne Langham, mate.
Langham. All right, cool. And at the back of it, the back of the card, you've got like a three-digit code.
Yep, 797. 797.
Yep, it looks like this one's going through.
I know, what I better ask you too, because I'll probably have to put, I used to use this for direct debits and I got stung once, so I just put money in when I know money's coming out. So what do you say it's going to be? I better write this down. $500 and something, is it?
No, where are you going, $500? No, 274. Oh, 274,
I'll put that in.
Just put 300 in there or something like that, just in case. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll put it in. It's 274.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Now, you're going to receive a, if your number is correct or missing, call Commonwealth Bank. Oh, the app. So that's all right. Let me know when you've done that so I can just finish the process.
Done what? Sorry. Oh, the money?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Oh, do you want to hang on while I do that?
Sure. Yeah.
It'll probably take me about 5 minutes because I'm not real flash on these things.
No, I'll put you on loudspeaker, so when it's done, just say it's done. I'll finish the process in here, put the order through, get that connected, send you out there, get the router sent out on Monday, and you'll receive it either Monday afternoon or 100% Tuesday.
Beautiful. All right. And then we'll you want me to ring you if I'm out?
Once you receive the router, you call the same number. It'll give you an option for tech support. Click on tech support option, they'll just tell you what you need to do. You don't need a technician or anything. I will tell you once we put the order through, exactly what box you got in there and what you need to do. And at the same time, when you give us a call, we'll tell you what to do anyway.
Fabulous, Don. Righto. Thanks, mate. Right, I'll get this money done.
Yep.
Cool. Thank you.
Take your time, mate. No rush. Righto. I'm just going to go and grab a cup of coffee. You want one?
Righto. Thanks, mate. I don't drink coffee. A beer will do. Thanks.
Okay, I'll get you a cold beer.
Thanks, mate.
Right, no worries. Take your time. Just let me know when it's done.
Righto, mate. Won't be long. Okay, mate, the money is there.
All right, let's get this finished. Next. They're just waiting approval now.
All good, mate. All good.
It goes through this security ID check and everything. But it's good. So that way it's all protected. All your transactions and all that is protected.
Good stuff.
How's the weather up there where you are?
Mate, it's been a bit funny lately. We've had rain and horrible wind. The wind's been unbelievable.
Like
it's raining again now, actually. We had a beautiful morning. It was beach weather this morning, and then come 1 o'clock, it just started raining again, and the wind's come up. It's horrible. Yeah.
What
about you guys?
Melbourne weather, mate.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was down there at the Derby a couple of years ago, and it was like that. It was pouring rain when we left home. We got to the races. You could have taken your clothes off, and then... At the end of the day, pouring rain again. Unreal, yeah. I love
we've been having some amazing weather here in Melbourne the last year or so.
Yeah, yeah.
But over the last month or a few weeks, it's been back to normal and shit, Melbourne weather.
Really? Yeah. Mate, it's funny, you know, how the world's changing, and I'm not a great believer in climate change and all that, so...
There has been a big change. Okay, the transaction has been denied. You can pay with another method, or please retry. Okay, let's just retry. Maybe because okay. Can I have that MasterCard number again, please?
Why did I get that? I just don't get it, mate. I've changed it. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Okay. The number is 5217.
Yep.
2930.
Yep.
2586.
Yep.
2961.
Yep.
0928.
0928.
2, 8. It can't be. Well, that's probably I've read it.
No, that's the expiry date.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
What the hell, man? What's it giving me? 0928. Wayne Langham.
Is it being tricky there? This one This one says Mr. Wayne Langham. Sorry, I didn't see the Mr. there before. That's God, right.
And we'll just have that three-digit code at the back.
Yep, 797.
And it's 274.90, so you put the right amount in, right?
Oh, I put 300 in, mate.
Oh, okay, cool. Now, did you get a notification to your mobile phone?
Oh, there's something coming through on Messenger. Why don't I have a look? Sorry, I didn't take any notice of it. I don't need to take any notice of Messenger. Why don't I see what it says?
I normally send you a text just to confirm it's you.
Oh, no, that's not from you. It's all this crap stuff again. Sorry.
Did you receive a text message or anything like that?
Text. Why don't I have a look and see? It says... no, I didn't receive a text. I'll see if it's an email. Oh, it would be nothing to do with the health club, is it?
No.
I'll just see if it's there's an email there. Well, I've been having fun with this lately.
Do you have a Commonwealth Bank app?
Yes.
Yeah, open up the app, and that's where you're going to approve the payment. That's why I didn't go through before.
All right, one second.
You got 5 minutes, that's what it says here.
I was saying my transfer, the money I transferred was successful. Why do I have a look at the other, what else I can find here?
So you have, you're paid $274.90 with card ending in 2961. Go to your CommBank app and tap on the notification to approve.
Oh, see if I can do that. CommBank, here we go. Oh, don't, this is, this, it's playing up. So I'll go to the app store and reset it. It'll only take a second. But, it's not. It's playing up. It's just going.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah, take your time.
Come on. Cancer. Come
on. It'll just tap on the notification to a friend. Did you receive a notification from CommBank?
No, not yet. No, I haven't. Notifications, here we go. Notifications, approve or decline.
Yeah, approve.
No, that's not you. That's, Airtel. What am I doing? Talking about, gosh, sir. Approve or decline $247.90. I don't know how to do that. How do I?
Just click on approve.
Just click on. All right, yeah. Approve. Approve or decline. Approve. Right, thank you. It keeps on saying, approve. Here we go. We finally got there. Right, I've hit. Oh, now they're going to send me a bloody five-digit number. Hang on. For security reasons, enter your four-digit PIN. I don't know if I've got one. I don't. Either just forgot my PIN. I don't know what the PIN is. I never use it. I've hit forget my PIN. See if it'll work. Why don't I? I'll try something. I'll try one. 2802. That doesn't look right. Okay, I'll try another one. 1126. Go back to the merchant to finish your payment. Thanks for the phone.
Okay, it's been authorized.
Good. Yeah, it's found that here. Right. Thank you. I've done something for the first time, Don. Good on you.
And it's done. It's done.
Beautiful, mate. Thank you.
All has gone through. Let's finish now with... So we know exactly what box you got in that house of yours, the apartment, sorry. Where are we? So let's pick up your order. Yep, that's come through. Beautiful. Wayne Langham, come through. I just need your mobile number. Oh, no. So I don't need it. I've got it here. 0481. Oh, that's done. So, site name, Mr. Wayne. Copy. Okay. Bear with me for a second, Wayne, if you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah. All good, buddy. Good on you. Yeah, great. Thank you.
it's not as though you just make it hard for yourself. It's really easy, this stuff. Well, you just proved that you can do it.
Oh, with your help, I've done good, mate. Thanks, yeah.
You've done extremely well. I might even get you to come and work for me.
Mate, you wouldn't believe the dramas I've been through trying to get this rotten thing fixed up, and I'm not a phone person, mate, and I've spent days on the phone lately. Oh, God.
I think it's just... Look, a lot of this, it's called communication skills. Unfortunately, a lot of people, like all those big companies, we do it as well. We outsource our customer care centre.
Yep.
I find that the one that we've got, their English is very good.
Yep. That's a big help.
Sometimes they're brand new and they just make it a little bit... Okay, here we go. Wayne. Okay, so you've got in the hallway.
Yes.
You've got a little white box.
I'm just going to go and get a... Keep talking. I'm just going to get me step so I can go up there and make sure I give you all the good information here.
All right, grab your steps.
Yep, here, I'm it.
There might even be a router in there already connected to the box. And we just got to configure it. So that could be one of the new routers. I'm not sure. That's why we've got to have it.
I don't think there is, mate. My son's got a bloody speaker in there, which is covering part of it up at the moment. But
John,
there's a black box which has got Digi something on it, D-I-G-I.
Yep.
And there's another box beside that, which has just got, it's a white one. It's probably about 4 inches by 4 inches square. And it's just got the address of the unit.
Well, that box, is there like a cable coming out of it on the right-hand side?
There's three cables coming out of it, mate. There's a black one on the right-hand side. There's a yellow one. And the black one is really skinny, only a fraction of an inch.
That could be the fibre cable.
Yeah, there's a thick yellow cable also coming out of that box, and then there's another white coming out as well.
The white one, where's that connected to?
It goes to... Oh, wait a sec.
It'll probably go to another little box or something like that.
Right. All right, the white one just goes. There's another little black box here, power active or something. It looks like it goes into that, I think.
Yellow cable?
No, that's the white one. The yellow cable goes. It goes into the wall.
Okay, that's all right. So you've got to find out that wall where it plugs into. Does that go into the? How many bedrooms is your unit?
One.
Okay, so that'll probably go into the living room where the television is.
Oh, there's another box out there. There's another unit out there for that, yeah. That's where I thought the router went, because that's where the bloke, I had a bloke here the other day having a look, and he said, I thought he suggested that's where the router would probably go. That's below my television, and that's near the television and goes into the
wall. Is there a router already there or not?
No, I've got it. No, there's not.
Okay, all right. I double check, because sometimes our company, they leave routers there, and because yours has been old, I'm thinking maybe it's still got the router there, the brand new one, but it hasn't got one. That's fine. You'll receive it on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, well, there's enough. I'm just trying to see if I can get I'll try and put this phone down in the cupboard here, because I'll show you, read this other box that's here, which I thought was the main one. There's another box here apart from the two I've just told you about, the black one and the white one. I'll just move my son's speakers here because this one's got. It's oh, for Christ's sake. Mate, am I causing trouble here or what? Or am I not? Wait, 1 second. I'll give you a bit of misleading information, I think, Don. 1 second. 1 second.
You have reached.
Yeah, no, you there, Don?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, the box, the white box I was telling you about, it's got, you said on the right-hand side, it's got the skinny black cord coming out of it, then it's got the thick yellow cord coming out of it. That's the one that's got super networks of, engraved on the box. It says, do not touch this device.
Yeah, don't touch it or you get electrocuted.
And that's the one that's also got the white label, the white cord coming out of it that goes back into the wall. Oh, the yellow one goes back into the wall. Sorry, yeah. So they're all in the hallway cupboard, mate.
All right. You've just received a text message.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could take a photo of, you go back and take the whole photo of the whole setup and just send it to that text message. Are you able to do that?
I'll do my best.
That will help us. Normally, it'll be a, for what I'm seeing here, it should be a, oh, hang on, but that's the, that probably might be the new micro tick. It should be a small micro tick white box.
It's a white box. It's probably about 4 inches by 4 inches.
Yeah, yeah. Has it got lights? If you go on the right-hand side, on the side of it, you should see some lights there.
No, there's no lights on it, mate.
Is that plugged in? Is there a plug that comes from it on the wall that needs to be switched on?
No, there's no switches there. No, it's already plugged into the wall, mate. It's just plugged in. Yeah
but no, is it switched on or off?
Well, there's no switches there, mate. I don't know whether it's switched on or not, mate. But okay. I've never touched it because it's got there, it says on there, warning, do not touch this device.
Yeah, no, that sounds like the device. Look, I'm going to, if you need to hang up and send me the photo, you can do that. And if I don't receive it within, let's say, 10 minutes, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, well, mate, I'd save the chances of me getting it to you in 10 minutes and be remote because I don't know how to do that sort of thing properly.
Okay, so what you do, it's very easy. You open up what phone are you using? An iPhone, an Android phone?
I've got an iPhone 11.
Okay, the iPhone 11. So you go to where I've just sent you a message that says, hi Wayne, can you please send a photo of your network setup on the wall?
All right. I'll have a look. 1 second. I'll get down off the ladder. I'm sorry to be like that, mate. No.
Don't worry, mate. We've had a lot worse than this. Well, can you imagine a lady Chinese can't speak English and we're still getting connected?
Right, so you sent me an email, did you say, did you?
No, a text.
A text, 1 second, all right, text. Hi Wayne, can you please send a photo of your network setup? There you go.
Okay. Down below that, do you see like a plus symbol?
Plus symbol. 1 second. No, there is no other symbol, mate. No.
So when you click to write a, let's say you want to reply to that message, all right?
1 second. Yep, I'm trying to find it again now. Sorry. Oh. Right. Okay. Wayne, there's no plus there. There's just the message, mate, yeah.
Okay, if you click onto that message, click on it with your thumb or your finger.
Yep, okay, I've done it.
Down
the bottom there's two boxes. Yeah, one says, the plus and the text message. Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yep.
click on the plus.
Yep.
And camera should come up.
Oh, my camera's on a different... Actually, the camera's beside that...
Oh, okay. Well, click on the camera.
No, it's not here. I know. Oh, yes, it does. There's a camera right off. I've clicked on camera. Yep.
Okay, now take a photo of the box or the setup there with all the cables.
All right, I'll have to go
Click on the camera and then just send.
Right, I'll go and take these photographs. And I've got to take a torch with me because it's dark. It's in the darkest part of the unit. You wouldn't believe it.
Take your time, mate. I don't want you to get hurt, all right?
Oh, God. Yeah, no, it's up. I'll try and get a bit of light on the subject for you.
Yeah.
Try and make it a bit easier. One second. Right, one second.
Hey, no worries. Take your time.
There we go. All right, I'll see if that's... I've taken one photograph, hopefully.
But take it with the text message already open.
Oh.
So you open up your text message, click on the camera, go click, and then press send.
Yeah, I hope I've done that. Now I've got to go back and find where the photos come out, that's all. It's me. See if it's done the right thing. Here we go. Text. Photos. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I've got a page here. I don't know which one it is, because I was doing this the other day for this other mob. I've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. I've got about 8 photos here, mate.
Oh, really?
I'll just pick 1 or 2 out, and I'll try and pick the best 2 out for you.
Okay.
That's what I got to find out. Then how to send them, that's the thing, yeah.
You find the photo, the 2 photos, it'll come up, you click up, you tab on them and 2 little ticks will come up.
Yep.
And then you'll have the send, tab and you just send them and that's it.
Hopefully that'll be,
so you got the iPhone 11, right?
Yes, mate, yes.
So you've opened up you can see the text message?
No, I can't now. It's disappeared now that I'm on the photo page with the, would you believe?
Did you want to hang up and do it and then I'll call you back or something? It might be a lot easier.
All right, I'll see what I can do, yeah. Okay, we'll do that. All right, I'll disappear for a minute. Try and find a decent one. Don't want that one.
Yeah, maybe your son could probably help you out to do it.
I live by myself, mate.
Oh, because I can hear some background music or background voice of a lady calling you say, Wayne, come.
Mate, I've got Melbourne Races on, sorry. Yeah, all the things that normally happen here for me, like you said, that little blue box, it's not coming up today when I'm hitting on this rock. Oh, because I haven't hit up there. Oh.
So what you do is you open up the text message.
Yeah.
And it gives a little text message. If you can open up the camera straight away, just take a couple of photos and then press send. That's all you got to do. Otherwise, if you want to add the photos from your the photos you've already taken, you still got to go to the text message, add the 2 photos by ticking on them. So you tick on them, then you complete the add, and then just send.
Here you go. I've got to see if this...
Got it.
Now I've got your text message now with the plus at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, and... I've received it.
Oh, it's gone. Beauty.
Got the photo. And it's that one there that's got warning on it. So that yellow cable that comes out, that's plugged into the wall, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that'll go to your, that should go to your living room.
Oh, okay. Just that cable?
Well, it'll go onto the wall, but you'll have the extensions to where the television is. So let's say you go to where the television is, you should have a data outlet where you can plug another cable into that.
Oh yeah, that's what the bloke said the other day. I've got an old the bloke said the other day that's where the modem will go to. Whatever you call it.
That's where once you receive the modem,
yeah,
in the actual box you'll have a yellow cable as well, the same as that.
Okay. Yep.
You plug one end into the wall and the other end in the WAN port of the router, and then it'll come up with a power supply. Put that into the wall, plug it into the back of the router, and just got to wait a couple of minutes. But anyway, when you get it, just give us a call. We'll just go through it together. That's not a problem.
That's making sense now, because the holes in the wall in the lounge room where they look more like the ones that are in the hallway cupboard. Yeah. Okay. It's all taking shape, Don.
we'll get there, mate. Don't worry.
Oh, God, I'll tell you.
We'll get there. So you've got that black cable that goes into that white box.
Yeah, the little black. Yeah.
Now that's a power supply cable. That's plugged into the wall somewhere, right?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
And that should be the power supply, so that should be switched on. Then you've got like a very thin green cable or yellow cable, very thin one.
Another thin. Oh, yeah, there is too. Yeah.
That's the optic cable that goes to a box. You don't touch that.
Good.
And that white flat shaped cable, where does that go to?
Let me look it up here. It also goes into a power one in the box. If you can see that photo there, the yellow cable comes down, and as you're looking at the photograph, that white cable goes into the first black cable.
I only have the photo of that. I don't have the photo of the rest, so I can't see the rest. If you could do a photo of the rest, that would be good.
I'll try and do that.
Don't rush it. You know how to do it now. Don't get hurt. Put it this way.
No, that's right. No, actually, the white cable that you can see there coming out of the...
I don't see where the yellow cable goes. I don't see where that thick yellow cable goes to. I don't see where the black cable goes to. And I don't see with the white cable. I know that the green cable, the very thin one, that's the optic cable. That'll go to one of the boxes there. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
You got next to it, you got a little digi box. That's for your TV.
Well, that thick yellow cable you can see there, where it's going down in the photograph, where it goes out of sight, it just goes into the wall there.
Yeah. Well, that's your connection in the TV is. So we know that. That's all right.
Yeah. And where you can
all right. Anyway, once you receive the router, give us a call. We'll plug it in because we can see from our end once your service comes up or not. If it doesn't come up, it means that we're not connecting it properly. There must be another way of connecting it. But if it's correct, the service will come up straight away. We'll say, okay, your service connected, and that's it. Then you'll have the Wi-Fi that you can log your devices into, and then you'll have three LAN ports where you can put a cable from the LAN port directly to your TV instead of going Wi-Fi, which would be a lot better for you.
Yeah, because I've never had Wi-Fi here. I can't get Wi-Fi here.
Well, you can get it once you get our router. You'll have Wi-Fi all over the place.
Fabulous.
We just got to wait for you to get it, and that's it.
Well, mate, enjoy your weekend, and I'll be a pain in the ass again on Tuesday.
If you receive it Monday afternoon, just give us a call.
Righto, Don. Thanks for your help, mate.
All right, Wayne, you have a good weekend, and take care, and hopefully you'll win something at the race. If you get a millionaire, let me know, all right?
Good on you, mate. All the best. Thank you.
All right, take care, brother. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye.